The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is
to be the man. You gotta beat the man, and I'm saying, woo, right here.
I'm the man.
The voice of the people.
This is the Peter Boyles Show.
And good morning, everyone, I think. There we go. One of those, they walked out and they left the board like they left the board. Did we get a traffic report, Billy? Did we have a traffic report? No, we did not. So Tom and I will do a traffic report, having come in here this morning.
Yes.
Microphones are hollow.
Are they?
Tuesday morning, sound hollow.
Oh.
I don't know. You know, how do people get up and just walk out?
I don't know.
You know, there's no paper in the printer.
Come on.
It's a radio station.
Well, the traffic report is it's wet outside.
It's foggy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it snowed. And if you come outside and parked your car outside last night, you may have some snow on it.
And it's cold.
And it's cold outside. Yeah. And it has snow.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
That's it.
Tuesday, everyone. Good morning. May the 11th, 2021. 710 KNUS Action Weather. Everybody has the action stuff. Cold and wet, 40 will be the high, 30 tonight, and tomorrow it returns 55, and Thursday 73, and the weekend is going to be likely rained out again. So here we go. A lot is going on. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning. CU President Mark Kennedy announces he's leaving office just 2 years after taking the job. He cites a change in philosophy by the board for his decision. His hiring sparked protests from students who opposed him because of his background as a Minnesota congressman, where he sponsored bills against same-sex marriage and abortion. Last month, the faculty board voted to censure Kennedy over what it called a failure of leadership regarding diversity and inclusion. This news is sponsored by Indeed.com. Looking to hire? Indeed will help you speed up the process. They have 135 skills tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Visit Indeed.com/credit. State lawmakers are taking up more gun control measures against the backdrop of last weekend's shootings in Colorado Springs. One of the bills would prevent people who commit crimes in the last 5 years, such as sexual assault or child abuse, from owning a gun. Another would allow local communities to set their own gun laws. Meanwhile, there's more information about the Colorado Springs birthday party shootings. The victims were described as an extended family. The gunman was reportedly the boyfriend of one of six adult victims who were shot and killed. Gas prices have been rising even before that cyber attack that forced a major pipeline supplying the East Coast to shut down. AAA expects to see another 3 to 7 cents increase this week. Drivers in California pay the most. Boy, tell me, I just came from there. $4 plus.
Sure.
Yeah, boom.
They're trying to make a force to get you people away from internal combustion.
Yeah. Yep.
And jacking up the price of oil is, this is the government at its very worst.
Mm. Yeah. Which California personifies.
Oh, of course. And it's here. By the way, it's here. It's Colorado. Yeah.
Mississippi is the cheapest at $2.61. Tensions between Israel and the Palestinians escalated dramatically on Monday as militant groups in Gaza fired rockets into Israel, and Israel responded with strikes in the Palestinian coastal territory. 24 people are reported killed in Gaza, with more than 30 people hospitalized. People in Gaza's border communities have been told to stay home and near bomb shelters as the Israeli military prepares for escalation. The NFL Network says that former Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow will be signing a one-year contract to play tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. It would reunite the former Heisman Trophy winner with his former head coach, Urban Meyer, at Florida. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett announces he'll run for re-election to a third term in the U.S. Senate. European stock markets fearing inflation opened today with a dramatic sell-off after Asian markets were rocked at closing. On Wall Street, S&P futures are down 0.8%, Dow futures are down 0.5%, and NASDAQ, which has been hammered the last few days, those futures are down 1.25% in advance of this morning's opening. And, Pete, that's real news.
There we go. Tuesday morning, everyone, the 11th morning of May, 2021. And it's going to be cold and wet and 40. And, again, if you're outside right now, you know it's snowed. I don't know what the latest – I was thinking about that this morning. There's been people talk about 4th of July snowstorms, and I've been in the mountains on the 4th of July, and it snowed. So, anyhow, this is, you know, no big deal. It's going to be gone. We need the moisture, but –
We do, well, but it's later than normal.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It truly is. I mean, it's in a momentary, and it's good. Turning into this Jeffrey Epstein, there's not enough you can learn, and now the Bill Gates part of Jeffrey Epstein emerges again. And this morning, the return of Dylan Howard, who Dead Men Tell No Tales about Jeffrey Epstein. But now this story breaks last night. Behind his image as a straight-laced tech mogul, Bill Gates was notorious for throwing naked pool parties with strippers and being a womanizer.
Wow.
Even after meeting future wife Melinda. Microsoft's co-founder, Wild Lifestyle, went well-known amongst his inner circle. Newspapers like the New York Times hid the unflattering reports to continue getting spoon-fed stories. James Wallace wrote in the 97 biography, Overdrive, Bill Gates and the Race to Control Cyberspace. They didn't report on the wild bachelor parties that Microsoft boyish chairman Bill Gates would throw in a Seattle home, for which Gates would visit one of Seattle's all-nude nightclubs, hire dancers to come to his home, swim naked with his friends in his outdoor pool. It was a continuation from the time at Harvard, where he did like to frequent Boston's notorious combat zone with its porn shows, strip joints, and prostitutes. And it just gets better. Gates' bachelor lifestyle didn't end when he started dating future wife Melinda French, who, by the way, has gone back to her name, Melinda French. Mm. He continued to play the field, especially when he was out of town on business, where he would frequently hit on female journalists who covered Microsoft and the company's history. His womanizing is well known, although not well reported. They've been singling out the New York Times for not wanting the flow of information. They wanted it to stop from the computer guru. Melinda, who last week filed for divorce after 27 years of marriage, was well aware of Gates's private life, even after they started dating and apparently were married. Consequently, their relationship ran hot and cold, adding that the couple broke up for nearly a year because of Gates's refusals. Got back together in 92. The relationship grew closer and stronger. The new book includes interviews with some of Gates's exes, including this Anne Whitblad. We talked about her, who he continued having weekends away with her even after he married Melinda. Gates even asked his ex for her opinion on Melinda when he settled down. A young Melinda Gates was seen, a picture of her. A relationship with Bill Gates is really early on is a test. Are you smart enough? Do you have enough common sense? Can you make the grade? Are you athletic enough? Melinda is Bill's pick. Another ex, a woman named Jill Bennett, has shown up, describing his first serious girlfriend, They split because of Gates's fixation with working long hours. Former Microsoft executive Vern Rath, I guess it's Raburn, R-A-B-U-R-N, agreed with the biography's take on Gates. Longtime friend alleged to the Daily News, he said that there was this interesting Bill Gates. Now comes Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
And currently, and Bill liked to party. And now, even though they said, now there's nights where he spent the night at Epstein's mansion.
Oh.
So I got a really smart friend that I talked to a lot about this. And I said, and they're trying to foist this off as Bill is doing philanthropy and getting, I love this part of it, getting advice. The guy's worth $124 billion. Mm. And you're talking to Epstein about advice on money and you're spending the night.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Right.
What does Joe say? Come on, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You're worth $124 billion. And you're asking Bill Gates is asking Jeffrey Epstein for advice.
Advice on money.
Come on, man. Come on.
Like Bill Clinton enjoying flying jet.
Yeah. So what is it that these guys wanted? Yeah. They wanted these young girls.
What he provided.
Sure. Of course, they didn't need money. They don't need advice.
Yeah.
What is it that Bill Gates needed? Or, you know, when I'm saying that in this very abstract, bizarre way, he needed the 14-year-olds that Jeffrey Epstein could provide.
Yeah.
Ugh. So Dylan Howard's on the show this morning. Capellian comes back this morning. Scott McKay's on the show this morning. The city, I was downtown again yesterday, and I'm heading back down tonight. It's trashed. Did you see the little homeless camp here?
No.
Underneath the bridge, Billy, did you see it coming to work? We now have, and they've moved from Cherry Creek Reservoir, and they've moved across the street. And now, as of this morning, you know, I get off on Parker Road and do the little loop-de-loop to come into here. And now we have
under the
bridge
on the loop-de-loop.
Yeah,
they were cleaning them out yesterday. That was the thing is the camps that have been set up along the edge of, I guess it's Parker Road as you're going into Cherry Creek Reservoir, that area. That dividing line. There are about 5 to 7 camps that had popped up, and the cleaning crews were out yesterday. That's why they're underneath the overpass right now, is they're waiting for enough time to get back to where they're going to go right now. And it's wet. And I drove through that area, you know, the Parker and 225 area twice yesterday, and you could see all the, you know, the homeless guys were gathering all their stuff, and they were kind of getting into shopping carts or whatever, and they were just kind of loitering underneath various overpasses. You know, the one that goes to Cherry Creek Dam Road, and there's one that goes when you split off from Parker Road to Hamden. They were just kind of loitering under there with all their stuff, waiting for the cleanup crews to move along, and then they were going to eventually move back in.
Well, apparently they have then.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is the closest, I mean...
Gee, I drove right by, didn't even notice.
It's pretty elaborate.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw a guy yesterday who was waiting it out, and he had created a tent using a shopping cart, a couple of blankets, and a bus stop bench. So he had created, you know, like a lean-to.
Right.
And so that's, he was waiting out, and he was about 4 blocks away from, you know, obviously I just kicked out, and he was about 4 blocks away from the, you know, it's, they set up right against the fence on the outside of Cherry Creek, you know, like State Park Reservoir area. So there's that fence that sets the border. They just camp right along, you know, between the road and where that fence sets up, because there's a little bit of a rise. And if they set their tent to the lower end of the rise, not only you're protected from some of the weather, you can't get seen from the streets. So, yeah.
Along those same lines, Denver Fire Department, I read this to you, sounding the alarm over a growing number of propane explosions. It's responded to more than 200 fires on or near homeless encampments in the last 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
We had the one big one. I knew that one big one went off. Now, again, going back to the Methodist ladies and allowing the homeless camps to begin, there's been a lawsuit that's been dropped. We spoke about it yesterday. And I'll just read this to you. More than one a day on average. It's almost every camp they have a propane tank. You know, a lot of that they're cooking meth. That's just the truth.
That's interesting because a few months ago, my propane tank was stolen out of my back porch.
Sure, of course.
Okay, that's where it went.
Sure. 20 pounds of tank of the highly flammable gas is the equivalent of 100 sticks of dynamite. Huh. Firefighters say many camps. I like, you know, is there a better word than camps? But in camps, in populated areas, along busy streets, under bridges, have several tanks of propane. It's a dangerous mix that led to a close call. Here it is, northeast Denver last month. Explosions rocked the area after 500 pounds of propane erupted in a tractor trailer turned into a homeless encampment. Wow. I know where that place is.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I asked this as an on-air question. What scares you? In our country today, and Capellian has a really interesting piece entitled The Secret to Saving America. And he's on a radio show at 8 o'clock. What scares you right now? Because we're old men. This is no country for old men, right? But we're old guys. I mean, you know, not too much really, you know, scares me.
It's true. We've seen so much.
What are you going to do to me?
Yeah,
right?
Really,
what are you going to do to
me?
Yeah,
right.
And yet, you know, we have these, I have and you have, these great grandchildren in our lives and all this, you know, and the love of the country.
And that is scary.
So what scares
for
you?
For them.
What scares you?
For them.
And, you know, there's historians call a certain thing a tipping point, that it doesn't go any further than this, and it, you know, it's not going to come back. And can the country come back away from this abyss that we're staring into, and why are we staring into it?
Well, the tipping point certainly is favoring the abyss right now.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Take the abyss into points.
Mm-hmm.
And knocking these different presidents out of these seats of learning. John Eastman, we talked about what's happening with John Eastman, but he lost his gig. I mean, he had a gig at a law school, and he had a teaching position at CU, and they threw him out. We'll see what happens. And now Mark Kennedy, the CU president, is out. Mm-hmm. He's just not woke.
Yeah.
He's gone because he's not woke.
Right.
And last but not least, and we've talked about this before, Colorado is the only second state to allow composting of human bodies. The soil, again, and I don't understand this corollary, but so if you and I, which we will, composting human body will become legal 90 days after this year's Colorado legislative session ends. Jared Polis signed the Senate Bill 21-006, making Colorado just the second state in the U.S. to allow post-death options. Once the law takes effect, funeral homes will be able to offer the chance to turn a person's body into soil.
Oh, I was thinking that we were just going to, like, you know, dump grandma on the backyard and a bunch of leaves.
No, like put her, yeah, like, you know, in, like, take, in vacation. Like,
yeah, exactly. Just, you know, just the body's over there, put the leaves over the top. You know, some of those orange and watermelon rinds in there. And
put kinda,
her
on the roof,
yeah.
Sure.
Every couple of weeks, you got to go out there and turn grandma.
It says, Washington State apparently has done this. Of course it has.
Of course it has.
Of course it has.
Yes.
What am I thinking?
Right.
It takes about a month. I didn't know this. It takes about a month for a body to be broken down into about a pickup truck bed worth of soil. Colorado's new law, and this is, aren't these people good? Colorado's new law will not allow for the human remains to be sold or used to grow food. Why not? Why not? I despise these politically correct people. Mm-hmm. But the soil can be spread into public lands, according to, well, here it is. You're not shocked. Matt Soper, a Delta, Colorado Republican. The bill, which has been on the legislator's desk since 2020, before COVID, passed through the chamber by a wide margin. So, margin. So, when it's time?
It's time.
We can put Tom out in the backyard.
Yeah, right.
The big tree out there?
Yeah.
That's your grandfather. Colorado becomes the only second state in the U.S. So, I don't know, 303-696-1971. Let's get this party started. Scott McKay's on the show. Dylan Howard on Jeffrey Epstein. And David Capellian. I'm a big fan. Are we going to get Dave Gruber on, maybe? A shot at Dave Gruber. We'll see what happens. So, can the country, and I know, are we far enough to say such things as, can we save the country?
Yeah.
Or can the country be saved? Does the country need saved?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Can we save the country? How so? What are you afraid of? Legitimately, what are you afraid of? This started yesterday. It's a good topic. Got a lot of mail on it. And as you're waking up this morning here, it's 19 after the hour 5, and it's the 11th of May, and it's foggy and snowy outside.
It's springtime in the Rockies.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
What spooks you?
You know, very little spooks me anymore. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't like what I'm seeing, but I'm not spooked.
All right. Well, then are there things that do scare or alarm you?
Well, it alarms me the direction the country's going,
sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Right out here under this bridge.
Yeah,
morning.
That's true.
Morning, ladies.
Yeah, right.
I thought a lot about this.
It, bothers me that my propane tank and my was stolen.
Somewhere cooking meth.
Yeah, somebody's, using
and then,
that.
Billy, the women who are running the Republican Party are with us tomorrow, right, in studio? That's good stuff, too. All right, it's your turn. Think it over. 303-696-1971. And what do you now think of Bill Gates? I mean, for real. I always kind of saw Bill Gates, and, until I started reading about Jeffrey Epstein, which, of course, changes so many things. And then up pops the devil, Bill Gates. And he's just a twisted little agent.
Yeah,
he really is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a little twisted character. And he spent the night. I mean, all these people that you once held in somewhat of a Dershowitz is the biggest example that just is disgusting when you read about him and Epstein. But Matt Groening, the guy that created The Simpsons, is on the airplane.
Yeah.
David Copperfield.
Yeah.
I mean, all these, they were guys that, wow, that was really cool.
Bill Clinton doesn't surprise you.
No.
Yeah.
No, but the Bill Clinton part of it is in the other book was that Bill Clinton, 27 times, I think, he flew the Lolita Express.
Mm-hmm.
And on 6 of those occasions, he would not allow his Secret Service protectors to go with him.
Huh.
Woo.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Mm.
I wonder why Bill Gates is hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. I wonder why. Gee.
That nerd?
I thought he needed the financial advice.
Oh, yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah, right.
You got 100. I thought, when I read that, one of Gates' mouthpieces said that he was seeking some sort of financial advice. I said, the guy has $124 billion. What is it that Epstein could supply him? Sure.
Financial advice.
Yeah, that's it.
My
where to invest a couple bill. you must think I'm a fool. Yeah. All right. What scares you, and is the country in that part? Are we in that much trouble? And does the nation need saved? Cold, wet, and 40 will be the high today. 710 KNUS. We are Denver's talk station. Lines are wide open. Billy's got the con. Mortgage rates remain in the twos. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. These kinds of rates can make significant difference in your budget. If you can save $500, $600, $700 a month, it's like a pay raise. And to help you lower your monthly payments, you're able to spend a lot less over the life of your loan. You got to call American Financing today and make it happen. Get a free, no obligation mortgage review. Let an expert mortgage consultant present custom loan options that are a better fit for you, saving you bunches of money and saving you all kinds of on the time alone. Let them review your current loan. You have an outstanding debt, credit card, personal loan. They can do what they can fold that into it. They can clean that up. They customize new loans. Save you thousands of bucks a month. This is crazy. Why not? Call them 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. You waited long enough. 303-695-7000. Apply online. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our lines are wide open. There's snow a little bit outside. 303-696-1971.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Peter Boyles. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Rise and shine, 5:31, 29 minutes before 6, Tuesday, May 11, 2021. And it did snow a little bit last night. Sweat outside still goes on Tuesday. Cold and wet, 40 will be the high, 30 degrees tonight. Wednesday, 55, and Thursday, 73. 303-696-1971. What alarms you the most? What happened? What happened? We're having glitch morning here on 710 KNUS. Billy says something went wrong. We'll see. What is it? Pause. So Wednesday, it's going to be some storms and 55, and Thursday, warmer again, and Friday, isolated storms again, and Saturday, isolated storms again, and Sunday, storms again, and Monday, storms again. This is a very wet, we're having a very wet Colorado. Am I doing okay here, Coach? All right, we're in good shape. All right, 303-696-1971. Good morning, everyone. Scott McKay from the Hayrides coming up, and Dylan Howard. More on Jeffrey Epstein and now Bill Gates. There is a question here that, I mean, it gets back into something that we bounced off and gets into, you know, what frightens you. But looking at characters like Jeffrey Epstein or even more tragic, Bill Gates. And you hear a term thrown around so many times, Marxist. You hear that all the time. It's a Marxist. And as a little reader of Karl Marx, most of the people who use that term have no idea who Karl Marx was, or better yet, what Karl Marx was about. And I've said this, we were talking about this yesterday, and again, jump into this. John Rockefeller wasn't a Marxist, neither was his David and Nelson and the rest of them. They're not Marxists. The Bushes certainly aren't Marxist. The Gettys aren't Marxist. Bill and Melinda, in the news, are not Marxist. Jeff Bezos, not a Marxist. Mark Zuckerberg. This guy, James Quincy of Coca-Cola, the most woke CEO in America today. The NFL Players Association. What's the average, money that those guys make? The owners of the NFL, owners of the NBA. They're not Marxists. So who are they? I mean, they're not hardcore Marxists, and they're certainly not Marxist. I mean, it's confusing. People calling them commies. And I'm going, no, they're not. They do what? They share the same beliefs, I think, in many cases. They're different animals, really, for starters. The rank and file little street operative who would call him or herself a Marxist, they themselves, I think, don't have an understanding. But billionaires, I mean, a true billionaire, can a billionaire be a Marxist? Are they simply authoritarian wannabe dictators? Are they, do they believe that their wealth makes them special, gives them the right to rule? There's an area of political thought called neo-feudalism. Are they neo-feudalists? Is that the best description you can come up with from these people? What is it they want to do? What is it that they want? Do they want to destroy the middle working class? They're usually, by the way, this white demographic. It's fascinating to watch this, and I'm always kind of jonesed out a little bit when I hear people being called Marxist. I said, you don't know Karl Marx from your upside down, but that's okay too. But if it works and you want to give it away, that's fine. I was reading this nonsense, and award shows are just incredibly laugh out loud funny, but now everyone is giving back their awards. Have you seen this? Add Tom Cruise to the chorus of outrage against Hollywood's Foreign Press Association, the Golden Globes. They're all giving back their Golden Globes. Scientologist Tommy's given back two, or apparently three, Golden Globes. Have you noticed something? They're not giving back the money. Have you noticed something? This is outrage. This is white men, white women outraged at white men and white women, and so they return their Golden Globe. I don't see money coming back with it, do you? Go, okay, so I made a bunch of money on Jerry Maguire. That was one of the movies that he got a Globe for. And apparently another was Born on the 4th of July, and he won a supporting for Magnolia. And so now, Tom, these guys are
they're also strangely enough not out there going, hey, let me do personal reparations.
Yes.
Let me take my millions.
My point.
And let me start here and wonder. Yeah.
Give you back, you know, the money I made. I'll give you back this statue.
Can I get back some of the hours of my life on some of his dumbass movies?
No.
I need that back.
Some of those
movies are trash.
But I'm cracking up last night. I'm reading this online, show prepping, as we say, and I come across this. And Tom Cruise, a chorus of outrage against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the Golden Globes. So now they're not going to broadcast him. I thought, good. You guys just don't want another, you don't want another ratings defeat is what this is about. But he has turned in 3 Golden Globes. He's protesting. How about the money?
Yeah.
I mean, show me the money. Remember that was in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. Or maybe stop making movies. How about that?
I'm so angry.
Yeah. It's always like the ones that the rock stars like, I'm so angry at being a rock star. Fine. Go work at Starbucks,
exactly.
Jackass.
Exactly.
Yeah. This isn't like you're forced into it.
I remember, I can't tell you who it was, but.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise. Welcome to Walmart. I mean, what are you going to do?
I was with, this is years ago, back in the nightmare years, and some no longer working in the business radio person said, I can't go anywhere because people recognize me. And I'm going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. You know what that is? That is in the business, it's called a humble brag.
Oh, yeah,
it's
please.
The idea that you're saying something like, oh, I can't believe that this is my life. And it's really, they're bragging about it, but they're making it sound like, it's going like, oh, I can't believe that after I washed my Mercedes, it rained today.
Yes.
Shut up.
No, this guy, we're sitting here talking.
Yeah.
He said, I can't. I said, I have to get up very early and go to Safeway on early Sunday morning. And I'm kind of looking at this guy.
Yeah. Like,
and he said, because people recognize me. And I'm going, oh, dude.
Yeah. You know whose fault that is? That's yours.
No, it isn't. I mean,
it's his. He chose an industry for people to recognize him.
Like,
his fault. And here's the reason why. I have zero sympathy for him. Because at one point, I hosted a radio show that was on more than 50 radio stations across the country. Not in Denver. Because I'm not that stupid.
This guy.
I'm not that dumb.
Remember I told you, before cable, Heenan would never wrestle in Florida because he lived in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason.
No, he told me that. Yeah, because he said I wanted to. He was married, has a daughter. And, but, you know, we could maybe get her on the show. She's talking now about growing up with her father, but he wouldn't wrestle in Florida. And then after cable hits, it's too late. The money's too good. Okay, well, but he said he wanted to go out and just, you know, have a dinner with his family and didn't want people harassing him. And so he kind of stayed out. He grew up in, actually born and raised in Indianapolis and then moved to Chicago. But then they moved, when they started making money, all those guys moved to Florida, Hulk Hogan, all those guys moved to Florida. But he said, no, he stayed in Florida. The other part.
Cuts down on the tanning bills.
It was like, you know, you go out for dinner and nobody wants to come punch your lights out. You're sitting there with the old lady having a steak.
Yeah, there are other crazy people in Florida.
Sure, there are.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
By the way, speaking of professional wrestling, last night I watched A&E, and they're doing this series. They did Stone Cold Steve Austin. They've done, and it's really good, although there's a lot of criticism on the Macho Man one. And then they did Roddy Piper. Of those guys, the only guy I really knew was Piper. And then last night I saw for the first time Booker T. And it's good. I mean, it really is. A lot of stuff about Booker T I didn't know, and a lot of unanswered questions. And then you go on the internet, there's a lot of what was left out. But Booker went to jail when he was a kid, and he's a tough, tough guy. But now his life, and he's a good guy. They never explained why, you know, he and Stevie Ray broke up as a tag team, and
that we need. We need to figure
that
out.
Yeah, we need to figure
that
out.
They were a fantastic tag team.
The Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
And they did this whole thing, and I remembered. I was there. They go to Sturgis, and it's one of the moments of rarity they're going to put on. It was during the Raw Wars, you know, and they're going to put on the Nitro Wars and Raw Wars, and they're going to broadcast.
Yeah, they're going to do WCW at Sturgis.
And he talked about it. He was so – I remember. I was there. And I know, you know, where they put it on in the parking lot that they put it on. And he's talking about all these white guys, all these white bikers. and he and Stevie Ray are just, they're just, you know, they're just baiting the crowd. And It was so well done, and the guys are revving the pipes. I mean, I watched that. And when they took the Steiners on, they took the Steiner brothers on, and they beat the Steiners.
Yeah, before Scott went crazy.
Before Scott Steiner went crazy.
Oh, geez.
But they took them. And it's really good. It was on A&E. And he's very honest about it. He went to jail.
You know what I saw the other day? Now, since we're just going to go down the rabbit hole for a little while here, and it's going to be our own show, and we don't care what anybody else wants to do today. I was watching, a friend of mine sent a video. It was from Japan, and it is the Steiner brothers against Bam Bam Bigelow and Big Van Vader.
Wow.
So it's Bigelow and Vader against the Steiners, and the place is going nuts because the Steiners are the faces, and Bigelow and Vader have the tag belts and they're the heels, and they lose. And place is going nuts, and you forget how athletic both Bam Bam and Vader were.
Vader was amazing.
For big guys, they could really, really move. And it's young, you know, when Scott Steiner still has the mullets and they're wearing those purple zebra striped stuff. That's that was big in like the 80s.
And everybody's on the juice.
Oh yeah, everyone in the ring except maybe Bam Bam is the only one. He's just on donuts. Everybody else is on juice.
On the juice.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, Steiner's ripped, and he's running around that place, throwing people around. He's throwing Vader, like Vader weighs 100 pounds. And you're like, that's a 300-pound man. You are so gassed at this point.
Oh, his name's Leon White, and when I was working in the business, and then he played football at CU. With Dave Logan.
Yeah.
He and Dave Logan. And
He was the baby.
And then he had a shot at the Rams, and he blew a knee, I think. And then he went to Vern Gagne's school. Became a professional wrestler, and he was a face. He came in as a face.
Yeah, he was the baby bull.
And, that's right.
Yeah, that's and, what it's called.
And so we got to know him, and
but then he went to Japan, and they figured out they what to
him.
Do with him.
They healed him. In Japan. They put the mask on.
Yeah,
him.
They have they get the big mask.
The gimmick,
the sparks and the fog out of it.
You know, who used to do that work? The gimmick for him.
Who?
Remember Steve Harms used to do
sports.
Oh
yeah.
Stevie would get behind him, and they had a box.
Oh yeah, the box. Yeah, because you had to
blow the smoke and everything.
Yep.
And the gimmick mask. And so I got to know him real well. He was a good guy. I mean, I liked him a lot. And then he got ill. And talk about breaking kayfabe, when he passed, to his credit, Dave Logan crossed over call letters. And I don't know, I don't think you and I were working together, but he came on and he spoke about Leon. And one of the great, because I traveled a little bit with Leon. And I said, who was the toughest guy you ever knew in your life? He said, Dave Logan. And you said to Dave Logan, who was the toughest guy you ever knew in your life? He'd say, Leon. And they had that immense respect for each other. But you can imagine, because there's two of those four are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, two of those four are gone.
It was amazing. And then the other one I ran across that was crazy. This was early on in Ring of Honor. And it is the American Dragon, Bryan Daniels.
Sure.
So it's before it's Daniel Bryan. So it's before he gets in WWE. He's wrestling under his real name before and went to Japan. So it's Bryan Daniels. And then in the ring is Tyler Black, who becomes Seth Rollins.
Sure.
And the other one in the ring, none other than Kenny Omega. So Omega, yeah. Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins in the ring. And they're all working out early on in their gimmicks, but you can see where they're going to go because all the moves are there, the personalities are there, and it's a phenomenal three-way match.
So this guy's great. And they're in the there's a trilogy now. Now it's four of them. It's the Stone Cold. But the one – the most powerful of those is the Macho Man.
Because that's
brutal.
A tragedy. That's just awful.
Yeah. Who do they bring in to interview is Ricky Steamboat. And there was always these legendary Steamboat family people. It's like being a Von Erich.
Yeah.
You know, there's about 900 Von Erichs. And they interview Ricky Steamboat. And he's now an old guy like the rest of us, gray hair, you know, and he talked. And that would be an interview. Ricky Steamboat.
But, yeah, that's someone that I don't think gets his due far as how great he really, really was.
He's actually brilliant. And,
yeah.
But they do this, and they and Flair now is doing a car.
He's doing car ads. He's got a couple of different ads that he's doing right now that he's reading stuff for, which is kind of interesting. Good for him.
Here's somebody who's on the inside with
us. Oh, yeah, what?
Booker T and his brother stopped tagging because Stevie Ray had an ankle injury and had to take time off.
Oh, thank you. Much appreciated.
That's great. That would make sense.
It would totally make sense because, a lot of people, those ankles and knees are what goes because you can't go in the ring anymore. You don't have the ability.
The story of him growing up in Houston and going to jail and And he talked the story. His son is now in jail.
God, he had a son, I didn't know that.
He had a son when he was 17 years old. Just, you know, it's like, oof. Anyhow, it's an A&E series, and the next one they're doing, I think, is The Heartbreak Kid, which ought to be, let's see, if they really shoot it, we'll see what happens. All right, why are we doing this? 303-696-1971.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com. Now, back to Peter Boyles. News Talk 710 KNUS.
It is five.
Local talk leader.
Knock it off. 5:51, 9 before the hour, 710 KNUS. This is Carol. Hey, Carol, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter. This is Carol from your Israel trip, and I'm living the life in Ohio these days.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about Bill Gates. You know, I got my first PC in business in like 1984. And it came at a time when we used to have to, program the DOS ourselves and create menus and everything to use the things. Well, when Gates came around, I mean, that was just the biggest thing that ever happened, right? We got an operating system and everything became so easy. And his life story was legend around nerds like us. You know, we really looked up to the guy who, you know, dropped out of Harvard and created this big empire and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, for the past 10 years, this guy has turned into one of these power moguls, these justice warriors, these guys that pontificate to us how to live our lives, what to eat, what to drive, all that. And, you know, I have to say I'm kind of relieved that his story, while unfortunate for those poor girls,
you know, let me do this. I want to put you on hold, speak with Billy. We got a guest coming out of the box, and I'll let you recall, and we'll talk about that. Coming back, Scott McKay, I'll ask him about it. Well, the story is twisting and turning on Bill Gates, Dylan Howard, who is a Jeffrey Epstein biographer, and David Kapelian. It is a good morning. It's cold outside. Take your time. But it's May, and it's rained and snowed, and the farmers need the moisture, as my mother would say. 710 KNUS, hold your hats. We're right back.
Three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710 KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710knus.com and click on Email the Show.